What's up, everybody? It's your man, Danelle, a.k.a. Small Guy Promotions, a.k.a. Omaha Fatty, coming to you with another podcast episode of What's Up, Omaha.
It's just been another wonderful week, you know, with the exception of having to work 40 hours a week. You know, life is good. Family's healthy. You know, a lot of stuff is going on. People are getting touched by not only COVID, but RSV, you know, children and older individuals, you know, elderly. So, man, things are kind of crazy. And, you know, that just makes it even easier to be grateful and thankful for everything that we have every day that we're able to see. And that's what it is, man. Nothing really pertinent going on right now. Again, I don't have a guest this week, obviously. But yeah, man, I just want to talk about how things have been going. You know, it was a really cool weekend. My cousin was, well, her and her wife were already married, but they just did the courthouse thing 5 years ago. So now this weekend, they were doing the whole shebangabang with family in town and all that jazz. So we got to see family that we hadn't seen in some years and whatnot, all the way from the East Coast, you know, in Ohio. And, you know, that's where I'm from. I've been in Omaha, the Omaha area since 94, but I'm from Dayton, Ohio, if you didn't know. So it was good to see family members. And the family dynamic is really weird. It's like my cousin's not really my cousin, but you know, like it's so crazy to me. I was trying to explain it to somebody at the rehearsal dinner on Friday, where it's like, you know, my pops had other kids outside of the marriage with my mom before he got married to my mom. I'm the youngest, but I have siblings and none of us are like whole siblings. We don't have the same mom and dad. So it's always weird. Like my cousin isn't really my cousin through my mom or through my dad, but through my half brother, it's their cousin. But my mom and my aunt, who is my cousin's mom, is really close to my mom. So they say they're sisters anyway. It's really crazy. You know, I don't know if that's a black family thing or what, but that's what it is, man. So I have a ton of extra family and we've just always recognize each other as family, and that's what it is, man. So it was cool to see them, some of the younger people, you know, being adults now and, you know, having their own kids and just growing through life. It's crazy to see. And one of the really cool things was I was talking to one of the cousins, and he just started out in Massachusetts. He just started a food truck. So, man, you know, we talking about food the whole time. Like, it was really cool. And then that was Friday night. We were talking about that. And we were, like, showing each other photos of food and whatnot and talking about different food and stuff. And then Saturday, we started talking about jujitsu. And lo and behold, his son, who's like 13, you know, just a little bit younger than my daughter, but his son trains at 10th Planet over in Massachusetts. And I was, because we were talking, I said something about jujitsu. I said, he had invited me out to the East Coast. And I said, we don't travel a lot, but we were traveling through jujitsu tournaments and stuff, you know, in years past. And he was like Brazilian jujitsu? And I was like, yeah. He was like, man, we do that too. He was like, we're at 10th Planet. I was like, yo, we're at 10th Planet Omaha. So yeah, man, it was real crazy. And he was like, oh, you guys got the red and the black. It's because, you know, the new rash guards that we have are red and black. And yeah, he was asking about that. So we just started talking. So it was more stuff to just, you know, bond over and talk about. So it was a real cool thing at the reception. And the wedding was cool and we were out there dancing a little bit, not too much. It was mad hot. So yeah. I wasn't trying to dance too. I did sweat though. I wasn't trying to dance too much, but danced a little bit. Kids had a good time. Youngest found some friends and played the whole time. And I don't know. It was cool. It was nice to see everybody together. You know, it's still kind of weird with the whole COVID thing and the mask or no mask. Like everybody, like a ton of people with no masks on. And, you know, I don't really know how to feel about that. So I just, you know, I try to worry about myself. And I don't know, man. It's a weird thing because, you know, fully vaxxed, but there's just some people who didn't get vaxxed and don't want to wear a mask. And there's some people who have been fully vaxxed and no longer wear a mask. And it's just like with these variants that are coming up, you know, who knows what's going to happen. So I started wearing my mask again, like I said I would. So with the exception of being at the dojo and training, I'm not going to wear it there, of course. I did have a car appointment for a recall on my vehicle. And I went there and I was like, should I have a mask? I don't know. And like nobody else had a mask on. And it was spread out enough where like I wasn't right by people. So if we can socially distance, like it's whatever, man. Not gonna have a mask on. Work. They've started to try to take or have volunteers to go back to work. But now with all the changes from the CDC and the variant of COVID, some of the rules have changed. They initially said that I don't know if everybody had to wear masks if they were back in a corporate office. I think that might've been what the thing was, but people were saying like, why do I have to wear a mask if I'm at my cubicle, at my desk, not by anybody else, and I'm vaccinated? Why does that make sense? So they kind of changed the standpoint of that and said that people who weren't vaccinated still would have to wear a mask unless they were in a room by themselves or something like that. I don't know. So things are always changing. We just go with the flow of it and live as best we can. I mean, that's all we can really do, right? I don't know what else we could do aside from staying in the house all the time, which that's just not really a good option. So, you know, if you're out there living, man, just try to be respectful of other people, man. And I don't know. You don't have to be all evil towards other people if they have, I don't know, if they're living different than you. Like, just don't be by them. Don't, if you choose to not engage or indulge in what someone else is doing, just stay away. You know, I know that's kind of hard sometimes, and it gets kind of weird when you're out grocery shopping or whatever, and, you know, people are by you, but, you know, just go about your business and no need to cause drama and all that stuff. It's too much drama already. Like, we don't need any drama. So yeah, man, it's always about trying to spread love and happiness and joy. So, regardless of how you feel, you know, you can keep your thoughts to yourself. You don't have to broadcast it to everyone, which I know people love to do nowadays, but, you know, a lot of people like to do it behind the scenes, and I understand that because you don't really want confrontation, but you still want to let off some steam. So I get it, but just go out there and do the best that you can do, man. And we will get through it one way or another. I don't know how it'll look, but just enjoy life. Enjoy the time that we have, man. It's too much negativity. So I want to see what we can do to change the scheme a little bit and throw out some positivity and just whatever, man. Just enjoy life while we're here, the short time that we're here. Do that. And again, yeah, the whatever happens with that stuff, we'll take it. I still do want to just say that I'm going to, if they try to make me go back to work, because I'm enjoying working from home so much, like, I just want to be like, just don't make me go back. Like, if I have to walk back through the door, I might just, I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. But the car ride, the before and after work, the drive, the commute is just not fun. Like, why have to go into a building with a, well, and I'll be straight up honest, like, there's a lot of people that I don't really care for. You know, you just get along with people because you work together. But it's like, I'm totally cool with not seeing any of these people and working from my the solitude of my home. Yeah, man, being forced to be around people because you work together, like, it's not always the greatest. And don't get me wrong, there's not any like real drama, but there's just some people that I'm like, I don't vibe with this person. Like, and then they you know, they want to do like after work stuff, and like, nah, man. Like, if you want to pay me to go out and hang out during work hours, we can do that. But I'm not doing any after work functions because I got other stuff that I would prefer to do. I got friends that I don't hang out with right now. I'm not trying to hang out with coworkers. Like, that's just not what it is, man. At least, you know, some of the coworkers. Like, there's some that I'm cool with and I won't hang out with. But when you got to take everybody, like, that's not, nah, that's just not my jam, man. So you guys can keep that. But yeah, man, I don't have anything else. I just wanted to talk about the week and the wedding and just seeing family and having a good time. And always just enjoy life, find something that makes you happy, man. That's just always the message, because it's so easy to be unhappy, and I feel like a lot of people thrive when they're unhappy. But I don't know, man, I want people, like, overall I would say 95% of my life is joy. Talk about outside of work, it's joy and happiness. You know, my knucklehead kids get on my nerves sometimes, but other than that, it's all good, man. And I just want other people to find things that make them happy. And that's why I'm back to training jiu-jitsu, because having a year of not training jiu-jitsu was crazy. And it just feels good to be back. I'm struggling a little bit with just getting my cardio back, but that's to be expected, you know. But all I can do is just go. I was having a talk with a visitor. Actually, he just moved to Omaha. And he's going to, I think he said, he's going out to school out here or something. UNMC, I think. And we were just talking. Like, even if I've always said that my jiu-jitsu isn't great, but my strength is that I train almost as much as I can. And, you know, I'm not getting any better at jiu-jitsu sitting at home. But even if I go to jiu-jitsu and I get tapped or subbed however many times, like, that stuff doesn't matter. It's just about the fact that I'm out there and I'm working. So maybe my cardio is getting better, or maybe I defended something, or maybe I, you know, got to a position that I was working on, or whatever it is, man. Just being out there on the mat is a good thing. And you know, getting better there, every class something is getting better, something is improving. Sometimes something mentally clicks. It's just different things for me right now. I just need to retrain my mind to do the things that I know to do, and sometimes it's like just coming slow. So like, I know what I should be doing, but like, I just can't get my mind and my body to connect to do that muscle memory. So that's why I go and train and train and train. And it's never to be better than anyone else. It's just always to be the best version of myself. And that's what it is, man. I want people to find stuff like that where you can push yourself, because I think that you will find that if you push yourself past the point where you thought that was your limit, you will find some kind of satisfaction and gratification out of that. So I'm going to end it there, man. I got nothing else to talk about. Eat well, man. Eat well. You know, I love food. find something good to eat, too. That's what it is, man. Please, if you're listening, as always, hit the like button wherever you're listening, watching. If it's YouTube, if it's, you know, one of the audio podcasting platforms, please subscribe and just share. Like, I appreciate it so much. I've been doing the podcast for a while. You know, maybe I don't have as many subscribes as I thought that I would have, but it's okay. As I've said before, I enjoy doing the podcast. So if only one person is listening, I'm still rocking with the podcast. And I appreciate you for listening and taking the time, because time is short and we got a lot of responsibilities. So finding the time to listen to a podcast can sometimes be a task. So I appreciate you guys. Please share with everybody. Like, share, subscribe. That's what I'm asking you to do if you enjoy the podcast. Smile, help someone else smile. Laugh and help someone else laugh. All day, every day. That's what it's about, y'all. Yeah. Enjoy the weekend. Ew.